Doing right there, copy.
4YHY, I hear you about a 5x7.
VM, not hearing anything, be clear.
How'd things go today?
Hey, he's a good candidate, but we'll see. I got a couple other managers might fight me for him. Hey, I'm about to get off the exit on D6 here. I'm going to lose her here pretty quick. But anyway, yeah, have a great day. I'll catch you. We'll report you on some hand review activities for next week. Anyway, W2JKD73.
If I don't talk to you again by chance, you have a good Thanksgiving. KO4HKX.
Patrick, 10-4ZLK.
How's your day going?
Had a dentist appointment this morning and went over and ate breakfast with Beth. Well, I ate breakfast. She was there. And then now I'm headed back home. And somewhere along the way, I picked up a headache, so I'm see what I can do about that.
I had a headache. I won't pick on you about it. I hope it get over quick.
Well, I left her a Cracker Barrel. No, I'm just kidding. I shouldn't say that. She's not my headache.
It's the other way around.
You are most of the time. Anyway, I'll be all right. You know, coming into town just for a dentist appointment or something, that kind of ruins the whole day.
Especially when you ain't even made it home yet and it's already after one, so by the time you get there, you don't have time to get anything done.
I said when you take time off, it goes by a lot faster than when you're working. It's the same amount of time, but it never seems quite fair.
That I have noticed that over the years.
Well, it's not even worth taking the time off.
Yeah, because you usually pay for it when you get back with more to do.
See, my job is not like that. It's whatever, it all gets done on the day before or the day, you know, that day and the next day. It's just all there all over again. It doesn't add on to itself.
Good thing for you. I know a lot of times taking a vacation or taking a day off or anything like that usually results in more work when you get back.
Joke that I have to go back to work so that I can get some rest.
I mean, with your cushy job, I guess so. I can see that.
It's not exactly how I would describe it. I was just talking about how hard I work at home. There we go. Cushy job. Listen at you.
Couldn't let that one slide. I was nice on the headache, but I couldn't let that one slide.
Drives around and just sits in front of people's businesses and waits on them to come out and then I leave. I almost do the same thing, but not quite.
I wish it was that easy. Wish I could just pull up in the parking lot and they would come running out.
Didn't just have a dentist appointment. I went over to see Beth at work and had a nice breakfast and then had to stop by my office and put in my vacation time for next year. It was my turn, and I was already getting texts about it from the guys under me waiting on me to do it, so figured I better take care of that. And then I stopped and washed the truck. So now I'm headed home.
Day's worth of work done?
I don't know if I'd call that a day's worth of work. Basically, the only work I did was wash the truck, and that wasn't too much effort either.
I want to wash another one. I got a great big one here that needs a bath.
Pull over and just wait for me. I'll be there soon.
You saying you're not coming?
A little bit tough to find a place to turn around out here and head back that direction.
That is, wash yours, but you won't wash mine.
I am that way. I'm sorry about that. Actually, I'm not sorry. N4ZLK.
But hey, Shane, all kidding aside, I have arrived here at my next stop, so I'm going to have to jump out of here. Good to hear you, and hope you have a good afternoon, and look forward to talking to you on down the log. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Patrick, enjoyed it as always. Be careful out there. KO4HKX and 4ZLK. GrowTR and 4ZLK. 4ZLK mobile.
Hi, Shane. Just pulling out of a parking place here in Walmart. The most dangerous place in the world.
I just called you. I knew you were out there somewhere, but I heard you were earlier. You were headed out. And hello, Bernice.
This is NGRLTR. I don't think I've done that. Oh, and I'll get the radio turned down here in the background in a minute. We're just headed towards the Rouse House, or the Roundhouse, as my dad used to say in the railroad.
Hope you got all your chores or whatever you were doing, not your chores, but your... Hope you got everything done you went out for. I was just going to let you know I was able to get Madagascar and actually a little island off of Madagascar on the east side of it last night.
That's halfway around the world. That's 9 to 10,000 miles over there, Shane. That's about as far as you're going to get without stretching your antennas. Oh, I was trying to think, Comoros Island, maybe?
Something. I don't want to say what it is because I don't think I have that right, but I looked at it and it was down at the very bottom, the southwestern tip of the island, and that little island was on the east side of the island of Madagascar. So it was a French station that was vacationing there, and he had a call there. I'm trying to remember what it was now. I think it was 5R. 5 Romeo Bravo, I'll have to look it up. That didn't sound right. It's something like that, though.
5 Bravo 8 India Charlie or something like that, Shane. That would be correct over in that area. That's a good one. And did you get him on CW or voice?
5 Bravo India, or 5 Romeo Bravo India Charlie or something like that. Very close to that. Yeah, I got him on CW on 20 meters. It was right before the net. And then right after the net, he moved up to 17 meters. And I went up there to look for him. I couldn't hear him at all. So, but it wasn't very busy. I was able to work him pretty quickly and on my first try.
Yeah, I saw 5 Bravo 8 on there yesterday. I think it's India Charlie. I've worked him before out there. The Seychelles are another good one out there. It's S-E-C-H-E-L-L-E-S, I think, that you don't hear very often. But there's some neat islands over there. And Madagascar, it's not rare, but it's really great to get it. You see guys from Madagascar on there. I remember Bob, ND7J, met somebody here at one of the DX meetings, and he was a friend over in Madagascar, but I can't remember what his call was. Well, you're doing good, my friend. The only place I worked last night was... I think it was Charlie Echo 9 stroke something or other, HA, I think. And he was from Hungary, let's see, he was at Madeira Island, which they're on there quite often, too.
Sounds familiar. The India Charlie, I think that's the right, I think you got the call right there. And I was going to say something else, and I totally lost it. But yeah, I know, I looked, it was just under 10,000 miles, I think, or 9,000 and something. Might have been the low end of 9,000 miles, but it was pretty good. There was something else I was going to say. I'll have to think about it again. Maybe when you start talking again, I'll remember.
Late last night, there. I was tired, but there wasn't a whole lot on, but there was a few there. But like I say, I only wound up working one. And I didn't want to do... These guys keep turning here. God, he just about hit that car, too, in the safety lane, which is not a turn lane. And I'm sitting here with my turn signal on. They're buzzing past me here at 14 in Wade Hampton. So I guess they either don't care or they just don't know. When we moved down here from Kansas, they didn't have such a thing up there. And I learned real quickly that that wasn't a turn lane.
Where a lot of the roads, but they would have very wide shoulders, and everybody used the shoulder as a to make a right turn. It was just, that's what they did. In fact, if you were going at speed, you know, 45, 55 miles an hour on a two-lane road, it was considered courtesy to before you started slowing down, so you didn't, the people, you know, behind you didn't have to slow down.
They're different here and there. Boy, we've been watching that Cops on Patrol, and there's another one called Reels Samsung streaming TV. It's free. I'm telling you, they got some real nuts that they pull over on there. I definitely wouldn't want to be a police officer in this day and age.
We don't see it like they do, but there are crazy people out there. I was listening to a South Carolina state trooper talking yesterday, and somebody asked him, said, "You guys don't do very many high-speed chases, do you?" And he said, "Oh, yeah, we do them all the time."
This is NGRLTR Mobile. You know, it's hard to outrun Motorola. Or RF. But the motorcycles now, they don't even try anymore as a general rule, unless they can get somebody out ahead of them, because those things are just too dang fast.
You actually end up, if they do run and they try to catch them, a lot of times it causes another accident with other people involved. I hate the disrespectful motorcycle riders. I don't hate them, I just dislike them. How about that? I'm just, you know, you're part of the road. It's a privilege to ride, you know, just be respectful. I know people like to have fun, but in the middle of traffic, when my family's in the middle of the road.
Yeah, I always loved motorcycles when I was younger. But down here, and I suppose everywhere else nowadays, been years since I rode, what I don't like is, like up on Wade Hampton, they'll be zigging in and out or in between cars, or they'll pass in between a semi, and, you know, it's just crazy. They don't even resemble motorcycles anymore unless you go with a big Honda or a big Yamaha or a Harley Davidson or something. They don't even look like it, and they just say hot rod on them just to look at them. So I'm sure if I was younger, I'd be attracted to them also. But I never did act crazy in traffic.
Was that LK? Yeah, I know. I'm the same way. I guess I'm more of a rule follower. And don't take a lot of chances, but I've known several people, not known them well, but have known them or known of them that have all had motorcycle accidents and passed away, and a lot of it was due to them doing something reckless. So it wasn't something I was interested in.
See them, and they don't realize that these guys are going that fast. I know Dave Watson was telling me about the Hayabusa he had, and my neighbor had a Kawasaki, and I said, "Tim, you won't do the speed limit with that. He's 50-some years old." And I said, "You're going to wind up getting hurt or killed," and I said, "You got a family to think about." And it wasn't long before he sold it. But he admitted to me, he said, don't tell my wife, I won't mention her name, that he was up on Highway 11 the other day and he ran it up to 140 some miles an hour.
I've heard him, and I've been passed by him down there in Atlanta, or outside of Atlanta. I didn't even know they were coming behind me, and, you know, long 1 or 2 mile stretch where you can see behind you and they just come out of nowhere, and even driving a truck, it'll scare you when they go by. They go by so fast. And anyway, but it's easy to go fast on those things. They're made for speed, and that's what they do. So I kind of understand it, but you know, that's not what I want to do. Tom, I'm about to pull in the driveway. You and Bernice have a good day, good afternoon, and we'll talk to you later. Enjoyed it as always. N0TR, N4ZLK.
Yes, Shane. Pleasure is mine, sir. Did you zoom in on those record fish from down here? That was just amazing. A perch that weighed 5.5 pounds and the bass that weighed, I think it was 16 or so.
I didn't catch the weight of the perch, but I did see the bass. Beautiful fish, and I'm sure they were fun to get into the boat or whatever, into the bank.
Yeah, they better have a good fishing rod. Oh, Gap Creek is blocked off completely, so we're going to have to turn around here. See you later, Shane. This is Central TR 73.
N4ZLK.